Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Long as he tipped it, Aaron Gordon got it. Here comes Orlando. He's trying to hang on right now. They lead by nine. They've got Ross left corner, 4-3. That's him. Checkley.
That's the dagger. Big dagger right there, no question about it.
And it came from the right guy. He's had a big night, 32 points. That's a season high for Terrence Ross. His 6-3 of the night, the Magic lead by 12.
Now here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another rendition of Magic Drive Time. You listen to that play right there, and you think Terrence Ross might have been playing with a free mind yesterday after all the nonsense that led up to the NBA's trade deadline, which came and went at 3 p.m. Eastern yesterday. The Magic mostly elected to stand put, but they did make one deal. They acquired Markelle Fultz in exchange for Jonathan Simmons, a protected first-round pick, and a second-round selection. And that's what we're going to talk about here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. I will tell you what, yesterday's show had about 20 different layouts. It was going to go in 20 different directions. We settled because we could not talk about yesterday's deal. But now we're open to it. Now we can talk about it. And that's what we're going to chat about here today. Just a reminder, the Magic did win yesterday, so you win too. Get 50% off your Papa John's order with the Magic code MAGICWIN. I know where intern Cody is going today. I know Dante has already accumulated about 10 pizzas that he's taken on the plane today. And that is where we go. We welcome in Dante, who's about ready to, land in Milwaukee, right? You guys are there right now, aren't you?
Yes, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Yeah, the pizza was a big hit. Everybody was excited. Yeah, one was full of anchovies, one was full of pepperoni, sausage. There were a lot of requests, but everybody enjoyed it. That's a great example of reaping the fruits of your labor right there. So they win, so they get rewarded with pizza.
Absolutely. Now, here's the question I have. Dennis Newman doesn't seem like a pizza type of guy, but if he's having pizza, what's he going with?
Dennis, he's a pizza guy.
Is he really?
Don't kid yourself.
Especially he just seems way too healthy for that.
Yeah, he does. No, I know. A lot of veggies. I think he'd prefer to have the veggies. When he goes out for pizza with us, we tend to gravitate towards the meat lovers and the pepperoni, the sausage, and all that. But he'd probably prefer to have the veggies.
I've still just never understood people who do the veggie pizza. All right, Dante, I will tell you what. Yesterday was a fun day. It was an exciting day. I thought it was a big day here in Central Florida for a lot of reasons, not only because it's not every day you get the opportunity to acquire a former number one overall pick that a lot of people had high praise for, but it's also not every day that you keep your team intact and the front office essentially says we're pushing through with this group, that we think that we can win with this group, and we're going to give them every opportunity to win. So what was your day like yesterday? Because I know what my day was like, but just let everyone know how hectic that was for you guys on the telecast too.
Yeah, it was, because you didn't know, leading up to it. You're getting ready to do this show at 6 o'clock yesterday, and the trade was not official. And that's kind of the frustrating thing at times, is dealing with live radio, live TV. You want to delve into it. Now, I know you could touch on it and mention that it was being reported, but you can't really get into it in great depth. But, you're right. Our producer, Ty Easton, laid it out three different ways. If it's official, we're doing this. If it's not official, we're doing this. If it's going to be official during the pregame show, we're going to tease it with this. So we had a number of scenarios, but that's the fun part of this, isn't it, Aaron?
Oh, absolutely.
You have a number of different scenarios, you're at the mercy of the NBA. Whenever that trade call was going to be made, which happened, I guess, 7:50 last night, it was official, so everyone was able to talk about it. You were able to get it. The interview with Jeff Weltman at halftime on radio, which is always awesome, and those are fun. You'll look back on that broadcast, having produced that, and you'll look back on that fondly, and you'll remember that. For years, you'll think about being a part of a trade deadline broadcast. And now we got to get you a couple of playoff broadcasts under your belt. But there was a lot of uncertainty. Didn't know what was going to happen, and then we find that out. We got the Woj bomb right about an hour before day. The deadline came, and we found out we were getting Markelle Fultz.
Well, there were reports that they were going to happen, and you're absolutely right. When you work in a news industry, any kind of news business, those are the types of days that you live for, because those are the days that get your adrenaline pumping, because there's so many different scenarios, there's so many different timelines that you can operate under. But okay, now that the deal is official, Jonathan Simmons is gone, the Oklahoma City protected pick that was going to convey in 2020 is gone, the second round pick that you had this year probably from Cleveland is gone, the return is Markelle Fultz, which, in itself is a low-risk, high-reward type of player. And Dante, the thing I keep going back to is these are the moves that you have to make if you're going to be a successful franchise. And I thought Jeff Weltman and John Hammond did the absolute smart thing they could if they saw that he was available and going out and acquiring him.
No, I think there's no question. And Jeff Weltman said it great last night, is just the fact you have a chance to acquire a former number one pick. I know some people have said, well, Anthony Bennett was a number one pick. Well, Anthony Bennett shouldn't have been a number one pick.
Absolutely.
He kind of came out of nowhere. This is the guy that 29 teams, except for the Boston Celtics, 29 teams would have taken Markelle Fultz, in my estimation, with the number one pick. The Celtics had their eyes on Tatum and went and got him. So this was, for all intents and purposes, the consensus number one. But it's just been dealt with a myriad of injuries and with the shoulder and just quite hasn't been able to get right. And then, you know, we don't know what psychological issues that have been attached to that. We don't know kind of what he's gone through with his time in Philadelphia. Those fans can be rough. And then mentally, you know, you're not able to get on the floor. And then you see the guy that you were traded for in Jason Tatum and the success that he's having. This organization could have had Tatum third, and they decided to move up and get Markelle Fultz. So it's interesting, and it's a lot of pressure that I think he unnecessarily put on himself. And that's a tough media situation up there. And I just think everybody that you talk to or hear from, this is just the biggest case of the guy needs a change of scenery. And we don't know what the health situation is, and that I think that's very real. And we got to make sure he's physically ready to go. Then we got to make sure he's mentally ready to go. And this is all going to be on his timeline, as Jeff Weltman alluded to last night. Does he want to get back and be a factor at the end of the season? Maybe. And if he's healthy and all the stars align, they'll probably let him do that. But my guess, Aaron, is this is probably more long term. I don't know how much we'll see or can expect from Markelle Fultz this year, but I think you're certainly looking at a guy that, hey, this guy could be, as a former number one pick, again, yeah, it could be your starting point guard for years to come here in Central Florida.
You know, kind of the crazy thing, Dario Saric was in town yesterday with the Minnesota Timberwolves, and he had glowing remarks about Markelle Fultz, his talent level, right, and everything that you hear and everything that you read about him is that his teammates would have gone to bat for him no matter what during his time in Philadelphia. They were protective of him. They loved him as a teammate. They loved him as a personality. But I completely agree with what you're saying. I think almost that when you put those kind of expectations on a 19-year-old kid, especially when you move up in the draft, you give up a first-round pick just to get him and to jump two spots, that the expectations on someone like that are just so heavy. And then not to mention the timeline got accelerated, and it was almost just a compounding issue. You're 100% right that a change of scenery, a different market, a smaller market, and with a front office and a coach that has experience doing this, correcting point guards, it's the perfect situation for him.
No, you're right. Well, you look at Bruce Kreutzer and what he did for Kemba Walker and his career and what he did with Michael Kidd-Gilchrist before he had a second shoulder injury. So you've got a system in place of guys that have a history of you know, kind of rehabbing guys and helping their shot and enhancing it. So I think from that standpoint, from a mechanic standpoint, and from a pure shooting standpoint, I don't know that he could be in a better situation. I think these guys will certainly take to him. And listen, you didn't give up much. And I don't want to say that. I don't want to have that come across negative of Jonathan Simmons. And Jonathan Simmons, you know, I thought last year was very good. We didn't know what to expect. I thought he did a great job. This summer killed him, and he could never really get back on track, didn't shoot the basketball, didn't hold a basketball for most of the summer because of that wrist injury. And he just could never get it going, and he had pretty much worked himself out of the rotation. So you move a rotation player or you move a player that was kind of out of your rotation. You get a pick that's heavily protected through the first 20. So I don't know that that's a huge gamble there. And then you're going to get an early second round. It'll be Cleveland's pick, so it'll be in the first couple of the second round. But the Magic will have their own, you know. So you've got picks that you can counter that with. So I think the return could far outweigh what you had to give up to get it. And I think this has an opportunity, Aaron, to be a giant home run. It really does. If he comes here, changes scenery, he gets his head right, he works on his mechanics, and you've not had to give up any of your core to get him, then I think that's – I don't know how you don't I don't know how you don't make that move. And to your point about Philadelphia, most of his teammates, and Saric was one, his former teammate with the Sixers, but I have people that are connected with the organization back in Philadelphia as well, and they said that there could not be a better kid. Everybody in the organization, his teammates, front office, staff, everybody was rooting for Markelle Fultz the entire time he was there, and they're all rooting for him, and they think this is exactly what he needs to get back on track. So I tell you what, I thought that was high praise, and it speaks volumes to the kind of kid that he is. Everybody's rooting for him, and everybody felt that this might be the change that he needed.
Well, you're absolutely right. It was a home run. It was a must-do. And if it works out, it shores up your point guard situation for the future, and it helps DJ Augustine, who could be a great mentor to this kid as well. All right, Dante. Now, the other part of this deal that you and I kind of talked about on the phone leading up to yesterday's show that we didn't get to talk about much, just how much this means for Nick Vucevic and Terrence Ross. Those were two guys that over the course of the last 6 months, I think, have been involved in about 600 different trade scenarios, 600 right. different rumors. And now they know that they're staying. They're finishing out this season with this team, and the front office gave confidence in those two guys to say, hey, go make a run at a playoff berth. What does that mean for those two guys?
Yeah, well, I think it's a ton, and I think another guy I'd throw in that mix is Evan Fournier. But you're right. These are two guys who are free agents at season's end, and you know, conventional wisdom might be if you don't plan to re-sign them, and we don't know what the plans are, but you know, fans will look at it and say, if you don't plan to re-sign them, you should get something for them. And it depends on what that is. I mean, if somebody's going to come along and blow you away, and you can get a guy that can come in and contribute right away, or you can get comparable talent, then it's something you might consider if these are two guys that aren't going to fit your future plans. But I don't know. I can't sit here and say right now, Aaron, I don't think a decision's been made on Nick Vucevic and Terrence Ross.
I don't think so either.
Think this brass, right? Don't you think? I think this organization would certainly love to get through the end of the season and entertain the possibility of bringing them back. I think that those are your two most prolific scorers. Those are the two guys on this team that can get it going at any point, more than anyone on this roster. So I think it would behoove them to find any way you can to make it work. And so they're here. You don't have to move them. I mean, you'll sit down at the end of the summer and you can negotiate contracts moving forward. But maybe there's a common landing ground that you can get to bring these guys back. But you keep them in place for the next 2 months. You continue to build on this. You don't have to uproot them. You don't have to bring in new guys and work them in as you're trying to make a playoff push here. You're just 3.5 games out with 28 games to go, now 27. You've got a realistic shot at getting into the postseason. And to keep these guys in place, let them go out with a flurry. It behooves them as well to have as great a finish to this season as they can. And I think, you know, they're both family guys. Nick Vucevic is a dad now as well. I think they're guys who are comfortable here in Central Florida. They realize how great a place it is to raise a family. None of them wanted to go anywhere. And, they started this season. They've got some work to do, and I know they'd love to see it through. And that being a playoff berth for the Magic.
Well, I thought we saw Terrence Ross play with a free mind last night. 32 points on 6 three-pointers. The numbers for three games so far in February, 21.5 points, 12 three-pointers, 36% from beyond the arc. He's been fantastic. All right, Dante, we're going to duck in a quick break, but when we return, we got a little NBA hoop scoop. I also want to talk to you about Nick Vucevic being on Team Giannis and how Giannis is as a general manager. We'll talk about that more coming up here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Magic fans, don't miss out on celebrating our 30th anniversary season, presented by Advent Health. Be there as we take a trip down memory lane to commemorate our rich history during classic nights. Join us as the team suits up in our classic edition uniforms at select games this season. Each classic night will feature unique entertainment, music, videos, and more that will instantly immerse you in our history over the last three decades. Visit OrlandoMagic.com to buy tickets to classic nights this season only.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Welcome back. Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center rolls along. Hey, just a reminder, it's never too early to secure your tickets for the 1920 season. With a full season plan, you can enjoy every Orlando Magic home game all season long for as low as $12 per game. All you got to do, visit OrlandoMagic.com/tickets to get your full season plan today. All right, Magic pull off a big win over the Minnesota Timberwolves yesterday, 122-112. Orlando makes a trade. We also found out what team Nick Vucevic is going to be playing on in the NBA All-Star Game next weekend, and that's where I welcome back in Dante Marcatelli. And Dante, you know, last year they elected not to televise the draft. This year they did, and I thought it was wonderful. I also thought we learned some things about how Giannis might be as an NBA GM, and I'm just going to say this. I think he's a little bit too nice to be an NBA GM.
Yeah, well, there's no question about that. Wasn't that fun? He went in saying he was probably going to try to take as many first-time All-Stars as he could, yeah. And he grabs Nikola Jokic, he takes Nick Vucevic. You know, and I know all of us in Central Florida were watching and saying, all right, where's Vuce going to go in the draft? So I thought it was great that there were still three All-Stars after him. But, yeah, that was fun. You know, we heard about the draft last year, and then everybody was clamoring to get it on TV, and we did it. I thought it was pretty compelling. It was pretty fun. I think guys went in with agendas. Guys went in and kind of knew the players they wanted to surround them with, LeBron and Giannis. They kind of had a game plan and put it together. But, hey, listen, this thing is an exhibition. Doesn't mean anything at all. Why not make it as fun as possible? And how great is it for Vuce that he gets to play with his hero, Dirk Nowitzki?
That was going to be my next fantastic question for you. How exciting is that for Vuce? Because he had talked about that at shoot-around yesterday, that he hoped that would be the scenario. This is a guy that he grew up kind of as like an idol for him.
Yeah, there's no question. We had him on. We had Vuce on Magic Drive Time here the day after he became an All Star, yeah. And he was touching on that would have meant a lot to him. He's a guy that he grew up watching. He idolized, arguably one of the trailblazers to come over here to the NBA, and that a lot of guys over in Europe look up to and admire and realize, okay, look at this guy can do it. And he kind of changed the game. A 7-footer that shoots threes, and that's exactly what Vuce does as well. So. And, of course, a storied career, first ballot Hall of Famer in Dirk Nowitzki, and now he gets to be on the same team. So it'll be a lot of fun. I'm sure Vuce will have a couple of things up his sleeve. You know, it was interesting. Last year when we went to Dallas, Vuce thought it was going to be the last time he'd match up against Dirk Nowitzki. So he went and got his jersey. He got his jersey, got it signed. It hangs up in his house right now. And now I'm sure there'll be some sort of a jersey swap. Although that Dirk Nowitzki All-Star jersey, that's going to be quite a popular one. I'm not sure he'll be able to get that.
Yeah, but he might be able to get his All-Star jersey signed by him. You know, that would be something in and of itself. All right, well, you know, we are a three-person crew here on Magic Drive Time. It's not just Dante and I. It's also our intern, Cody. And so I thought since it was a Friday, since we're past all the stressfulness that is the NBA trade deadline, let's have some fun with some NBA hoop scoop.
As part of our obligation to you, the fan, we've spent countless minutes scouring the internet today to bring you the hottest NBA topics. This is Hoop Scoop.
All right, Cody, what do you got for us today?
All right, fellas, was doing a little math. I was talking with Dante at the game last night. By my count, give or take a few draft rights, guys, 79 players yesterday swapping teams, 36 picks, and a pile of cash. Kind of hard to believe, but we will start in Milwaukee. A very big trade at the top of the East. The Milwaukee Bucks acquire Nikola Mirotic. Aaron, this team is already at the top of the East. They add another sharp-shooting big guy. What does this do for them?
You know, for the biggest time, I was sitting there wondering if Milwaukee was going to make any kind of a deal, what they needed. I thought they needed shooting. And the fact that they went out and gave up 4 second-round picks to acquire Nikola Mirotic said that they think that they're close, that they're very self-aware of what they need, and going out and getting Mirotic was the perfect ad for them. But Dante, I think the bigger thing is all the reaction we saw from those top four teams in the Eastern Conference and how anybody thinks that they can make it to the NBA Finals this year.
Well, I tell you what, these are every team went for it, didn't they? Certainly with Toronto acquiring Marc Gasol, and I just can't wait to see how that's going to play out up there with Marc Gasol, Kawhi Leonard. I mean, that might be the move that they need to get through the Eastern Conference and finally get to the NBA Finals for the Toronto Raptors. But listen, it is going to be a long road to get through the Milwaukee Bucks. I think this team is determined. I think they're poised. I think they have depth. The addition of Brooke Lopez alone, how it opened up the driving lanes for Giannis Antetokounmpo and Eric Bledsoe. And now you add Mirotic out there to be able to knock down threes and and he's got a nice mid-range game as well. I think it's the perfect guy to add to that team. They get their shooting, they get their rebounding, and they get a guy that continues to keep the lane open for Giannis and Bledsoe.
It's just wonderful that we get to see them on Saturday.
and we'll get our first look, right? So that's great. Well, maybe it'll take a day to figure it out. Then they can go win the next 25.
That's always how that works out. You talked about Gasol to the Raptors. That's a big one. Tobias Harris to the Philadelphia 76ers, Dante. A lot of guys changing, a lot of draft picks in this deal. But I think Philly adds a guy who's scoring. He's scoring over 20 points a game with one of the lower usage rates for guys doing that. How big of an add is this for Philadelphia? They're kind of pushing all the chips all in.
Well, I think it's huge. You know, we had Howard Beck on a couple of days ago, and I think he's right. I think you got a guy that you can, you know, re-sign or bring back. You know, maybe he's going to be a part of your future, maybe he's not. Or what if Jimmy Butler leaves? What if you decide that that's not the direction you want to go, and you can throw a ton of cash at Tobias Harris? And I think he knows that. I think he relishes this opportunity. I think he wants to be a part of what could potentially be a big four there in Philadelphia if they can find a way to sign everybody. But I think that's exactly what Philadelphia needed. He's so tough. He wants to win. You're getting a motivated guy at the end of his contract year, and I think that's nothing but a win-win for Philly.
And Dante, the biggest thing is now they have all five starters that average over 17 points per game, and the biggest thing is, you know, they don't have the deepest bench, so I thought going and actually getting Jonathan Simmons helps them defensively off the bench because there's not going to be enough touches for everybody in that second five, but now they can stagger guys, now they can work through that, and I think it was a great pickup. It was a sign that they pushed everything all in, and they said that this is our run, this is our unit, and we're doing it. And it's going to be a fun ride down the stretch. Hey, Dante, that'll do it for us here on Magic Drive Time. But thank you so much. Enjoy Milwaukee, and hopefully it's not too cold for you guys.
Oh, it's cold. It's cold. I'll trade with you in a second. All right. Thanks, guys. Good to talk to you.
Absolutely. That'll do it for us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. We're back Monday, guys. Have a good weekend.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's Fournier for three. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.